Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Imperceptibly Insidious. Imperceptibly insidious means undetectably harmful or dangerous. Something that is imperceptible is not detectable by a sense or by the mind. Insidious comes from a word that means ambush, a sudden, hidden, unexpected attack. Something insidious is gradual, undetectable, and subtle, leading to a harmful or dangerous outcome. It is like someone or something removing something very valuable, such as money, a company, a spouse, family, position, health, or influence from you without your knowledge or consent until it's all gone. When you need it, it is no longer there. Paul issues a warning to Christians to be aware of certain insidious people, and I would include things. Insidious people or things will slowly remove and erode our faith. The faith we think we have will become worthless because it lacks works. Because imperceptibly insidious persons and things remove holiness, commitment, prayer, and strip mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and discretion, contemplation from a believer's life until that life has become similar in nearly every aspect to that of an unbeliever. While many insidious people and sources know and intend to cause a harmful or dangerous outcome, those who cause the depletion and abortion of faith may or may not have that intent. But intent is not necessary for the harm to occur. Paul provides two signs of insidious people. One sign is the division they sow and cause, and another is their deviation from the teachings of Christ. They use flattery and smoothing and twisted language to convince others they care about them, only to further their own appetites and desires. Because of the relationship they form and have with believers, a believer's faith is gradually compromised until it no longer qualifies for faith at all. The point of Paul's exhortation and the message is to make believers aware that insidious people and things, whether deliberate or not, are at work eroding faith in Christ. We must avoid these people, things, and situations that persist in their assault on our faith. Seek out what is good and shun what is evil, and avail ourselves to God's grace to restore, maintain, and increase our faith. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phone and mobile devices. And don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.